It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's right. It is a Tuesday in the loop on Sports
is
Radio 60.
Stop it.
All right.
I thought we were past that. What's going on here? Yeah. I thought we were past that.
It's been a minute, man, since I played that.
That was but there's a reason why it's been a minute, ain't it? Lopez, you okay? Are you offended?
I am. It hurts inside.
Okay.
It hurts inside.
Well, I would just like to apologize to our brothers and sisters and
Right here.
For that hurts LeBron right here. James drop.
Especially that Figgy did it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got to go to an online training.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Speaking of, actually, I think I have a training still in the day.
Yeah.
Before we get to any of that, we got to do a little in the loop on a Tuesday. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Always get involved with the program. The YouTube and Twitch are open and available for you. That's Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. But always text in to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Brought to you by 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. How we living on a Tuesday outside of LeBron James?
I am living great. I'm feeling good. I will say, as I mentioned to Sean and Seth, these types of losses normally don't linger into Tuesday where your initial gut reaction is still there. My initial gut reaction is still there. I can't believe they lost this damn game. I can't believe they lost this game. It shouldn't have happened. And it ties in with exactly what we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah. It's funny. I rewatched the game last night in the midst of Monday Night Football. So had a lot more attention on Texans-Lions than I did on the Dolphins playing last night. But I felt a little bit better than I did. Like, I felt like, okay, maybe I was a little reactionary on the Lions game because of all of the emotions of seeing that rise and then seeing the fall in the course of it. You know, the late game heroics by Jake Bates of the Lions and all those things. However, I still have that disappointment. It's just not to the same degree. But there's not anything you can do about that game in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, as much as you've talked about it as a tipping point game, I think you get through that game, and now you look at the remainder of the schedule, at least the next few games, and there's some winnable games, downright winnable games, in fact, including, obviously, Monday Night Football coming up this upcoming Monday against a drama-filled, real terse franchise when it comes to the Cowboys. But let's go ahead and ask this question, Lopez. Is there anything that can happen between now and the bye week, week 14, that'll make you feel like this squad is back on track? Because I think that's really the big issue. There's a lot of consternation about this team, and it feels like, although some people are like, hey, it's a 3-point loss against the Lions, you are kind of in a better place
than talked about. Given what happened,
I don't know that everybody is, right? Like, that's the tough part about it. A fan base is not a monolith. There's different subsections within it. But I think, by and large, most people would say that this team is not on the track that they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that can happen in the next few weeks, next 3 weeks, that will get you to that place where you feel like they're back on track?
Well, let me lay it out for you and Figgy and our listeners, 713-572-4610. I'm very curious, you know, the old pulse of the fan base. Is there anything that can happen between now and December 15th, in my view, that can change the way that you
look
at this team in the next month?
Because you have Cowboys on the road Monday.
That should be a dub.
Monday night. And then you'll have the Titans at home.
Yes.
And then you'll get the Jaguars at Everbank in Jacksonville.
Yes. And then you have a bye week. So week 14 is a bye week. So like in the next month, here's my answer. I feel like the only thing that can affect your mood about this team, only bad things can affect your mood.
You think so?
Because you're expected. I am fully expecting 3-0 these next 3 weeks going into the bye week.
Sure, but I think we have gotten a good lesson in these first 10 games.
But that's what I'm saying. That would be bad. Like the only things that can happen between now and the Miami game on December 15th are bad things in terms of the mood and how you look at this team. Because like if they spit the bit, let's say against, well, they're going to beat the Cowboys, but let's say against the Cowboys, all of a sudden, we, you know, we're looking at a team that's in complete disarray. You know, Tennessee, you should absolutely win here. Jacksonville, they're a mess over there. And by then, there might be a bigger mess. You should probably win that, and you play well at Jacksonville, and it's a division game. And what do they have, two wins? Whatever it is, you should absolutely win. So, yeah, if you win those three games, are you going to be like, hey, we're back?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Lopez. Have we not learned in 10 games that it's not simply about the win or the loss, but the way that you do it as well, right? Yeah. Like, I think that you're not wrong in, I think, pointing to the idea that there's more bad than good in these possibilities, right? If you say that, I don't have any real pushback on that. But I think there are some goods, and I think it starts very much with the fact that through these first 10 games, with the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Texans, they're in the first halves, they have outscored their opponents 142-85, and in the second halves they have been outscored 141-82, right? I think second halves are going to be very telling in this next three game stretch, especially because I understand these are not contenders that you're facing off against, right? Two of these teams are in the AFC South that's woeful, right? We understand that. And then one of them is the gosh darn Cowboys, who are falling over themselves. Understood. But yet and still, one of these teams you beat by only 4 points earlier on in the season, right? Which is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that was at home, right? On the road, how about you not just beat them, but you beat them in a convincing manner, right? How about you pull a little bit of a Detroit Lions, and not only do you go and win against the team that you're supposed to, but you put them in the dirt. Hello, Dallas Cowboys. Remember, that's what the Detroit Lions did to the Cowboys. Now, of course, they might have had a little extra motivation when you talk about the Lions-Cowboys game the year before with all the things that happened and the, you know, ineligible receiver or the lineman that did not declare or whatever you would like to call it there.
Yeah.
So maybe they had a little extra motivation. But damn it, if you don't tell me that this Texas team has a little motivation to go and not just win the football game but apply pressure in the second half and prove that they can actually score in those circumstances, I think that those are the types of things that if you are able to shift the way that you play and you show up in the second half, I'll have a level of belief that maybe we could try it on a contender,
I think,
on December 15th versus the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think that could happen. You know, if it's style points is what we're saying here, and you go 3-0 in these next three games, you go into the bye week.
Not style points, process.
Same thing.
I like mine better, though.
Yours sounds more luxurious, but either way, let me ask you, and Figgy, let me ask you this. Keep this in mind as well before you answer, listeners and Figgy. The Texans.
What? Figgy don't be listening. He said Figgy don't be listening. That's the problem. Well,
listeners and Figgy.
Including Figgy. You have
Figgy and the listeners.
You have exactly one double-digit win this year. One.
Yeah, and that's the Patriots.
That was the Patriots.
41-21.
You have
Man, what a time. Don't you just want to go back then? Yeah. Going into New England and whooping their keisters.
This squad, the purported contender, the acknowledged, boy, do they have talent team. They have one double-digit win. So let's say you win by double digits against the Cowboys, which at this point is probably, greatly expected. And then you win, whether it's double digits or comfortably, however you want to put it, against the Titans.
Comfortably
and the
is double digits.
Sorry. Yeah. So, Figgy, will that change? Forget the elements of this team that we know are there. Would it change the way you feel about where they are as a team if they get those three wins like that?
I will feel, honestly, it kind of felt like last season where they did win the games they should have won. And it was a couple games they should have won that they didn't. But it would feel like last season to me, man. And which is not, I guess it's not a great thing, because we was talking about Super Bowl and AFC championships and all that stuff. But I don't know. I don't know how it would feel, to be honest, especially if it's like some close games.
And there's your answer. That's the answer. I mean, I think that's where a lot of, and we're going to get to some texts and some messages on Twitch and YouTube as well. 713-572-4610. Texans are in a weird spot. You can win these next three games. Let's say one of them or two of them is another close win, like they've had the majority of their wins this year. Are you like, hey, it's happening, they're turning it around, or are you still in wait and see mode? I would still be. Obviously, you're happy with three wins, but I'd still be in wait and see.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I understand that. I'm not saying that I would be remiss to try and present this as you go out there, you beat the mess out of these three teams, and all of a sudden all is hunky-dory, right? I can't do that for you. But I hear you on the 2-8 from the 281 on the 5-hour energy fan line. No to style points, Reggie. Beating bad teams and looking good, doesn't matter. Here's the problem, though. That would be a marked difference from what you've seen from this Texans team thus far. Because you've had teams that are downright beatable in the course of this run, and you have not done that. You've not put them out of their misery in that way. Even in the game week one, that you felt like, oh man, you know, Joe Mixon put up 100 and Nico Collins is, you know, going, and ooh, look at all this. 29-27, that's a 2-point victory.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that there is something to be noted if you can get out here and if you can put these things all the way together with a solid second half and running away from a team, because the only time you did that was against a Patriots team that was literally starting their rookie quarterback for the very first time.
Yeah. So here we are in November, and we're saying and thinking much the same things as we were 2 months ago. How do they look matters, whether you want to call it process or style points or whatever. And the 281 says it. If these next three games are one-score games, I'd be just as worried as I am right now.
Now, some other things that come in on the text line from the 832. Health and no more suspensions would make me feel better at the bye week. Also, scoring 30 points and scoring in the second half would remedy it. So definitely the second part, like, we are 100% in agreement with. How do you feel about the idea of just like, hey, man, be healthy? Because this was a team that started out in that early portions and you're like, oh, it's pretty healthy. And then, you know, the health dipped very quickly, and it's something that you've been dealing with, understandably so, because it is football. It is the car crash sport. However, a lot of things, sometimes with football, it can be somewhat as simple as, who wins the war of attrition? Who is pretty healthy? Like, would just getting to the bye week largely healthy help you at all?
Well, health for sure. And you know, Nico at the top of the list, Will Anderson at the top of the list, et cetera. But let me ask you this, both you guys and our lovely listeners. If you win some close games, which this team has you know, made a habit of doing, but you're giving up fewer sacks and hits, that's the kind of style points that might make you feel different, even if they are close games, right?
Sure.
Because it's the line, it's C.J. Stroud with whatever's going on, you know, between the ears when he gets pressured, which I think is undeniable at this point. You know, if he starts looking like that confident C.J. in the first half, and he's not getting 4 sacks and 9 pressures as he was, you know, against the Lions, or 8 sacks like he did against the Jets, I think it comes down to that. I think it comes down to the same thing we were talking about 2 months ago. Offensive line and pressure on C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I mean, because not only would that help you affect, you know, get your offense going better, right? Just having more protection to be able to go out and, you know, do the things and execute the offense in a way that it feels like you just haven't in this middle stretch of the season. But also, that helps protect the biggest asset on your team. And you can already see, we were talking about it in the handoff, we've been talking about it early on here, you can see the shift in C.J. Stroud. And I don't know how much of that is simply the protection and having to look down, knowing that he has to look down and he can't just look up down the field and see what's developing there. He has to be very considerate of who's coming and are they breaking our protection down, and from where would that be happening. But also, I do wonder how much of this is just like the step up in responsibility. One of the things about this Shanahan offense is it does make it easier on a quarterback, right? And that is something that pretty wholesale Bobby Slowik has brought here, right? And in year one, that was helpful. It was helpful to have a little bit of protection to CJ. As much as we want to give CJ praise, and he deserves it for how he ran it, there are some protective elements. It feels like he is taking on, and he said as much, as he's taking on more of the responsibility of this. But you could feel you could almost tangibly feel the weight of the added kind of perspective that he has taken on with this offense, and an offensive line that is more stout, more capable of handling up their blocks mm-hmm. and hopefully run blocking a little bit better as well would absolutely help alleviate that for him going forward, so you're not seeing that strain on him as a quarterback, because he's absolutely necessary. He's the engine of what happens here. And without him playing, not just like being healthy, but without him playing at his highest, I think that limits your altitude that you can get to.
No, I absolutely. And you know, you mentioned Bobby Slowik. That's another element of these style points we're talking about. If the play calling still seems to be a little confounding, if there are moments when Bobby Slowik is clearly doing things in the second half that are not producing points. Keep in mind, they haven't scored a second half touchdown in 4 weeks. Now they have the Cowboys, Titans, and Jaguars. Even if they maybe even protect CJ, you know, marginally better, but they're not scoring in the second half, how does that make you feel? And then it comes down on Bobby Slowik even more.
Yeah, and that's why in the opposite direction, I would feel good if you're going out there and not just doing that, but doing that to a high level. Mm-hmm. On the text line from the 281, beating the Cowboys by 50 would help relieve some of my personal stress.
Yes.
Understood. And I agree.
That sounds like a personal victory right there.
But you know what? I feel like people need it.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I feel like the people need it.
When that uncle come in.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, that hating ass uncle.
God.
Oh yeah,
like them Cowboys.
That's a great point.
Whoop.
Just hey man,
how about need that for Thanksgiving?
How about
man.
You make me feel better in that I don't have to defend y'all. I don't have to turn into a defense attorney talking to these people that
how
I don't want to talk
to. America's team.
Yeah.
What's up, Unc?
By the way, the Texans is going to be a season maker for the Cowboys.
If it goes the wrong way for the Texans,
yeah.
I don't think that thing is too far gone.
No, it is.
That thing is way too far gone. They're laughing at themselves up there in the Metroplex. But it I don't know that it would fix anything up there, funny enough.
No. But in terms of what you're talking about, the uncle.
They'd have plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to give them
those
folks
Texans tonight. Fans that are among us. And we know who they are.
Ooh, you calling some people out. 346, Al Davis never said win pretty or win big, baby, just win. That's the quote.
That doesn't apply.
I think that you've already seen the faults in that logic this season.
Yeah.
I think you've already seen the faults in that logic. And I think for a lot of folks, we got to the point where we're like, hey, possible Super Bowl contenders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the idea was, well, they're just winning. Well, you see how quickly that can go away.
Yeah. And they felt like that after that Jazz game. Like, I think, who was it? I think it was it Palmer? I forgot who it was. Somebody went in the locker room and it was dead silent after a win.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt some type of way. Even that, I mean, that a win is a win, but they ain't feel good about that win.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Al Davis just win thing is a lie. He always said just win, baby. He went through more coaches with winning records than any like that.
How did that work out?
And anybody who says that, go back and look. Ask Art Shell about just win,
go
baby.
Chat to tape.
You know, ask some of these coaches that had winning records that he was like just tired of. You know, hell, John Gruden, just win, baby. Or, oh, by the way, you're fired. I mean, come on. That's the biggest lie. That's just a side note there that always irritates me. When, oh, you know, just as long as you win, look at Al Davis. No, Al Davis didn't believe it himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Al Davis, there's a lot of things about Al Davis that you have to question in some ways. Like his decision as a football manager to be like, you know what, I want speed. Speed at all costs.
And a big arm.
Just give me dudes that run fast, which I feel like I could also fall for that, I understand, but we've seen how that works. All right. But yeah, man, these next three games, it's interesting because they're not pivotal, but it feels like they kind of are, because if you think about this, right, I understand that they're not going to shift the way that you feel about this team, but you just need to get the wins, right? Yeah. Just to get to the place that you want to be. If you want to play the schedule game real quick, will you indulge me?
Oh, yeah, you'll be 9-4.
Yeah, 9-4 with then at the back end of this, and I know somebody's getting after me for kind of alluding to the Dolphins as a contender. Yeah. Fair enough. Not a contender, but at least a one of the better teams compared to this next three, this stretch next three against the Cowboys, Titans, and Jaguars, right? If you win these next three, you'll be 9-4 with a final four games of Dolphins, Chiefs, Ravens, Titans. That puts you in the realm of maybe 11 wins, possibly 10. But if you lose one in there, now you're playing a dangerous game. Now you will win the division, but are you even going to win 10 games in that moment, right? Which feels like a step back.
That's what this is all about. How does it make you feel? I don't know if it changes a whole lot.
Yeah, don't be fooled by that Dolphins team, man. Like, remember, they got out of it because Tua got hurt, and they had some awful quarterbacks playing.
I mean, we saw them last night. They did not look incredible, but they started getting back to some of the things that they can.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on them, man. I wouldn't look at their record and say, hey, they trash.
Yeah.
And I think this year is telling us there's not a lot of things you can take for granted in the National Football League.
Exactly.
As well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting started on a Tuesday. Appreciate you guys hanging out here in about an hour, but here in about 40 minutes, we'll have our guy B. Scott jumping in as he typically does. But coming up next, I think we kind of breezed by the fact that there was a players-only meeting on this team. What did we take from that? We'll talk about it next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.